quiet. Yo, it's a Saturday, I'm home, 6:30 chilling, surfing the internet to see what I'm feeling, laying on Blog Talk, see what they feeling, came across the barbershop, stepped into the building, real life sports talk, real entertainment, might not really keep his ear into the pavement, finger on the pulse of the industry, save it, you don't like the way brag, you ain't gotta say shh. Listen anyway, every Thursday, him and Corey G, tell him what you tripping on any day, barbershop mixed with talk show, there we go, give you the best damn show on the radio, $1 million audience meets with your favorite host, $1 million connections, feel the force, most electric, most eclectic, listen to the shows where the pros expected, 2 shows a week with an A-class guest list, the best damn show on the radio, check this,
the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show in radio.
Knows I'm a motherfucking
I was gonna rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody vicious. I'm Sonny Living. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from their cloth.
Some people are talented and some people are gifted. I'm God gifted.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to a special edition of BDS Sayard Network Presents Hour of Power in Sports. I am your host. I am Hugo here from Miami. I am joined by the CEO, Mike Knox, Solon Sports own Micah. And
hello.
We got KME from LA. What's going on, Mike? Micah, KME, what's going on, y'all?
Can I please start this off, if y'all don't mind?
If it's completely okay.
Really quick, Mike. Okay, you're the franchise. You should start. You're the franchise.
Hold up a second. Hold up. He is the CEO, y'all. Let's get him the floor. All right. He's the one that put me on this job. By all means, ladies and gentlemen, the former host of the Hour of Power in Sports, give it up for Mr. Mike Knox! What's going on, Mike?
What's going on? Let me just say this much, guys. Let me just say, to steal the phrase from John Cena, the face that runs the place, as I do here on BDSR Network, listen, to quote Stephen A. Effin Smith, it's a weak move. It's a weak move. To quote my boy from the DMV who just came to my Xbox party, the NBA is fixed. I won't watch it anymore. Why would I spend 82 games watching the NBA when it's already a foregone conclusion who's going to win the championship? And the worst part, I want to give credit on this one to my friend, my friend DJ on Twitter, also my Xbox friend, okay, that said, and I quote, now everybody wants to play for the Heat and the Lakers. Let's go back to being competitive and going at these people. This was quoted by Kevin Durant in July 2010. Okay, got over 35,000 retweets. Kevin Durant, I'm sorry. I said this year, and you're my witness to this, Micah, that 3 people I was going at this year, if they did not step up and win a championship, right? I named them. I said Peyton Manning. I said Kevin Durant. And I said Chris Paul. I said they get passes. because they're nice, mild-mannered reporters, if you will, so to speak, kind of attitudes.
Right.
Kevin Durant gave up a 3-1 lead to a team and went to go play with the same team? Nah.
Yeah.
All right, this ain't Fox Sports. This is my show, so I can say this. He's a bitch.
Nah, I agree with you, Knox. And you know, look, I'm not. This is no different than what LeBron and them did. I never like
it's
it.
Way
I do not
different.
Like. Well, it's the same
different.
Thing. You're ring chasing. You join another superstars
uh-huh.
because
chasing,
you can't
right.
you can't get a ring. And I get it. I understand. The reason why I like the Warriors. Because I thought they were like a real team, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's missing from the NBA, where guys just come together, and you know, a guy like Klay Thompson can turn into a superstar as a result
mm-hmm.
of his team, you know. And this right
like
here,
the Seattle,
I just,
the Seattle Seahawks, they were built,
yeah.
they were orchestrated through the draft.
Yeah, exactly. Like this. This right here, you're right. It does make the NBA look just, you know, the NBA's been doing a lot of punk crap. Since the playoffs, you know, I mean, I guess this is more exciting news than Mozgov going to the Lakers. But it's still just, it just doesn't sit well with me.
Which, by the way, really quick, Mike, I want to let, you know, obviously get you in really quick, but doesn't it make, Mike, you touched up on something that the NBA has fixed. Doesn't it make it seem that a couple of years ago, I say a couple of years ago, but I don't know, it's been like about 5 years, that the bitch move, and I'm sorry, I know it's your network, so I'm saying the word bitch because you said bitch, so I got to say it too. You feel what I'm saying? I gotta follow the CEO's lead. But what he did to veto the move for CP2, like you like to call him, to the Lakers, it makes it seem like, yo, the NBA is rigged, though, man. Like, seriously, was there any justice to veto a move like this? And now we see 6 years later, we see Kevin Durant sign with the Warriors. Mike, I'll let you get in, but Mike, does that make it seem like it's suspect? You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I don't know, man, because I was just thinking about that right now,
here's
man.
Here's what it is, and it hasn't been talked about much, and I've been saying this all weekend long. You know, I have my real job where I drive and still try to maintain my radio career. I like to tell people
I have
a job.
By the way,
not
respect,
my career.
Respect to you. Mike, respect to you because I do the same thing,
appreciate
man.
It.
So respect.
The NBA will lock out next year, if not the year after. Okay? These garbage players are getting too much money, this is all the owner's fault, by the way. Let's put that in perspective. This is the owner's
right.
fault because if you had your structure the way that the NFL has a structure, and people don't like the NFL structure. That's okay, and I understand you don't like the structure. And I don't like the way that their players' contracts aren't guaranteed. That's why I like the NFL, because it's such a dangerous sport. They go out here, and then the quicker they get hurt, and all of a sudden, boom, you're fired. They don't care. That's why I don't like the NFL. But I love how the NFL has it where this team pretty much can only offer you more money than nobody else can. You know what I mean? You can get them franchise tags. You can do that. You can do things to stop all these contracts with these. And if you look at it, his contract's a 2-year deal. You know what that means? He's going to try to get a championship next year. If he doesn't, he can opt out again and go wherever he wants to go play with the Lakers, with Russell Westbrook again, or the Lakers and whoever, or New York and whoever. I hate the NBA and how it's constructed. And the fact that this has happened, yes, it's like LeBron. Yes, it's still chasing a ring. But it to me, this hurts more than LeBron. Because I'm going to tell you why. Because LeBron didn't get swept by the Spurs and say, hey, Popovich, show me how to win a ring. You know? Like, these guys,
they
had beef on the court. They had a rivalry on the court, and you went to go play with them. I just think that's throwback in every way.
Ray Allen did the same thing, mind you, too. They got they barely lost to the Heat, and then he went and joined them the next year. I mean, this is the NBA we live in now, and it's you know, I'm starting to come to terms with it. Like, I'm really far from coming to terms with it, but I think by the time the season starts, I'm going to have no choice but to come to terms with it if I'm going to still be a fan of the NBA. I just don't like this stuff. You know, like you said, with you got guys like this is – and the thing I don't like about the Lakers and all these other teams that are doing these stupid moves is I come from the school of – you put a superstar on the team, and then you put the pieces around him.
You don't pay Mozgov whatever the hell you're paying him.
$54 million.
Yeah, you don't pay him that until, you know, you get your stars lined up first, and then you get your, you know, your other players, your complementary players. And I know the Lakers weren't going to get any superstars this year. I accept it. But, I mean, if we were to have to be horrible again for another year, just be horrible again. We're going to be horrible again this year, too, you know. Any of these teams, not just the Lakers, all these teams that are making these punk-ass moves.
Yo, really quick.
I got to get in on this. Okay, now, look.
Go for it, Michael, but really quick. Michael, let me just start, because I know he's on the chat, but King Von said he – that he said that Kevin Durant is the new Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Micah, of the NBA, and King Von O'Connor, he just leg dropped Russell Westbrook. Dude, get in on this, because I know you like that wrestling terminology, man.
That's hilarious. It's Vaughn. Vaughn, man. Vaughn be coming up with some witty stuff, man. Look, I like to keep things very, very simple, but yet succinct, and show where the differences lie. And a lot of people want to say that this is the same as LeBron and MP1. This is why you're the franchise, because you pointed out exactly what I was going to point out. It's totally different, because LeBron didn't get a mudhole something by the team he did get mudhole something, which was the Spurs. And then he decided, okay, well, let me go ahead and join them, because obviously I can't beat them, so let me go ahead and join them. That's not what LeBron did. Two, this does not reek of the same – of the same, I'm going with my friends as LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh did when they got together. They were having their own separate conversation. They were having their own things going on, talking about it, and that's what swayed LeBron's.
Right.
And then help the fact, and then help that. Now, KD didn't do a national TV special, so he also wasn't crowned the next Michael Jordan or next superstar to transcend the sport like Michael Jordan. So that's why LeBron is going to get a whole lot more in this and with his decision than Kevin Durant is. However, for him not to get anything,
he's going to get a ring from this decision. There's no question.
If he doesn't get the ring, they're the suicide squad, and LeBron James is the only hero.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you think about it like this as well, think about this as a referendum on Steph Curry. Like, they were able to get it done because they're a team. It's just like what you say, Amy. They are an actual team. They actually built the right way. They built themselves for sustained success, like the Spurs built themselves for sustained success. And so, do they really need Kevin Durant to get Steph Curry over? I thought Steph Curry was a unanimous MVP.
They both can opt out next year.
So, I mean, but, like, Steph Curry ain't leaving.
I don't think he leaves, but he's going to get $200 million contract.
It's like, what did Wally say about LeBron, Mike? These hoes ain't loyal. Anyway, but you touched on something else that I want to touch on, too, that this is a referendum on the NFL Players Association, because these contracts are the result of the salary cap and the new money that's coming in for the NBA. So these contracts are not the thing that's surprising me. I can see Timothy Miles going to be where he's getting, because it's the salary cap. So scrub players, I'm not saying he's a scrub, but I'm just saying he is what he is. But actual scrub players are getting more money than they actually need. Like a smart person like Matt Barnes took exactly what he's worth, $20 million for 2 years. That's exactly what he's worth. He ain't worth none more than none less than that. He's a smart man. Other guys taking their stuff too, they know what they're doing. But the NFL Players Association had a unique opportunity to go ahead and set their place as the Major League Baseball Players Association and the NBA Players Association by saying, no, we're not going to play for you because, hey, we have livelihoods. Yes, we're going to be multimillionaires too, but we have livelihoods. We're athletes. Our lifespan is shorter in this sport than any other sport. So we're not going to play you until you give us adequate compensation. And then at first, and then the training camp sneaked up on them, and they say, oh, we're going to miss that first paycheck. I don't know how to manage my money. I got to play. And they gave in. So everything that they got right now is exactly what they deserve.
Not down here. Leave them alone. I'm sorry about that, guys, as I'm parenting. How about this? The question was out. I've already said this, and I know people here may not agree with me, but I said LeBron James is better than Kobe Bryant. If LeBron James can beat the Golden State Warriors now, he's better than Michael Jordan.
Hold on. Let's listen to this. Let's put this in context. The franchise
who is all about the history of Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan.
The face that runs the place just said
if James
beats Golden State, he has to be arguably the greatest player of all time, because Mike didn't have to beat those super teams, to be real. In them last three championships, the Bulls were kind of stacked. People don't really think, you know, people like, the Bulls didn't have a bench, but the Bulls had a hell of a starting five. Okay, I mean, you go Rodman, well, hell of a starting four. You know what I mean? Never had a good center. But, you know, Jordan, Pippen, Ron Harper, Kukoc come off the bench as a six man, and Dennis Rodman, that was one dangerous team. But overall, that team, you know, you take what we know of Jordan and what we know of Pippen out of the equation. I mean, just in retrospect, the league is watered down. The league ain't trash. I mean, the league is trash right now. Kevin Durant's the B.I.T. Okay, he's weak. He's soft. He's soft for Coochie. You remember that line by BDP? Yeah, when they're talking about Rob, he loves going to get your line. You know what I mean? When he's talking about the ball in the corner. That's Kevin.
I was thinking more so that Lil Jon song.
That must be a South thing. I would never quote Lil Jon. But stop. That's the only thing I ever quote from Lil Jon. Oh, that's a lie. I would go skeet. But still. Anyway.
Taking shots right now. Four kids.
No. My last thing on this, guys, and I got to get ready for work and sit back and listen to you guys, is that, again.
You got to work. Come on, Mike. I thought I was going to have you here for 45 minutes, bro.
The NBA really, 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 really has a problem right now. It does.
Yeah.
And we can sit here and we can – and I remember saying after the first couple of years, I said, you know what, if I'm LeBron and I'm 25 years old, you know, and I can go in Miami with my boys, I would go do it too. It's Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Durant had a great situation in Oklahoma City, same way as LeBron James did. He built that city. You know what I'm saying? They're known for college football. They're not known for anything else. Okay? And that – was it Energy's Quicken Loans, whatever arena, was always sold out. Okay? He walked away from a perfect situation when he, even in his own words, said that that's not what people do. And he went and did it. And I just lost all credibility for the guy. I said it when the year started that the heat was on him. And guess what? I guess like the majority, and I'm sorry, young folks, if I don't like what older guys say, it's facts. You guys do not have the inner testicular fortitude that we grew up as men having. And this is why my generation will always make fun of your generation for being soft, because that's a soft move.
Well, let me throw another scenario at you.
Knocked out. Mom here.
Really quick.
Okay.
Really quick, guys.
Hold up, Cammy, really quick.
Mike, I just came across this. You're a betting man. I'm a betting man. You know we love to bet, right? Warriors opened up today 3-2 to win the championship next year. They're now 4-5. Cleveland was 5-2. They're 3-1. The Oklahoma City Thunder, Mike, 8-1. They are now 30-1. This is big news, dude. By the way, if you want to make some serious money, make sure you put a fiver on the Thunder, because that's not gonna happen. But that's crazy, Mike. Like, seriously, it just shows you how much one man could potentially make make or break a team. You feel what I'm saying? Because 8-1 now to 30-1, the Thunder are done, dude. But anyway, you guys carry on. I just wanted to let you guys know that, by the way.
Well, what I was going to say is, what if LeBron turns around and decides he's going to form a super team somewhere else, either not in Cleveland, because I just don't think he's going to attract the players to Cleveland.
But he has to. He has to. At this point, the brotherhood should be – right now, LeBron's already calling Dwayne Wade, who is a free agent. Right now, LeBron James is calling every still available free agent. Right now, the Oklahoma City Thunder are about to trade Russell Westbrook, because they're going to lose him next year. Because there's no way he re-signs with them, and they can't afford their rebuilding. Kevin Durant in one day just changed the complexity of the entire NBA.
Yeah, on the 4th of July.
That is
huge.
That is huge.
He's
an independent as a free agent.
He's soft. He's weak. I wish I had that clip. He's a coochie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't tell anybody can tell me anything positive about this other than people who are Golden State fans, which, by the way, didn't exist until 2 years ago.
Just like Miami. 90% of them.
The thing you got to give Golden State fans, though, is the fans that live in Golden State were always fans. They always sold that arena out,
absolutely,
even in the garbage days. They aren't Miami fans.
Baron Davis. Right.
There
I'm
are no
guys
Miami
that are
fans.
No,
right. we're talking about the actual Golden State fans that actually live in the Oakland area and that Bay Area area. We know they're the
right,
actual
we're talking about
fans.
That.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying, like, the Miami fans, even people that live in Miami weren't Miami fans. I used to go to Miami every summer.
Right.
Oh, they were all Knicks fans until the three got there. Or Bulls fans.
They're the only stadium in the country that have, other than the Chicago Bulls, have Michael Jordan's jersey retired.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. 100%. Which, by the way, shout out to my my co-host of Young Power, Alex McPree. He's the only truly Miami Heat fan. But you guys are right; there are no Miami Heat fans. But anyway, guys, carry on. I just want to give a shout out. But I like this. I like this debate. So y'all carry on, man.
No, Dwayne, the good old brothers network. LeBron James is definitely calling somebody. KMB. He can't.
I mean,
the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Get?
Bring Dwayne Wade there.
Carmelo Anthony is locked up and CP3 locked up.
No, he can't go there. They already signed David Lee. So they don't have the money.
Yeah.
LeBron opted out. So LeBron could take less money to get a contract in Cleveland. And not to mention, and this will be my last one, came out. I see you trying to jump in. I apologize. Is that not only with Cleveland right now, I don't think you really have to attract anybody to Cleveland necessarily. You attract them to a winning team. These guys are millionaires. You live there for what, 40 games in a season?
That's a lot of time for NBA.
4 months? Okay. Maybe it is. Yeah. Like Joe Kim Noah said, it is Cleveland. I never heard nobody ever say, I'm going to Cleveland. I mean, so.
Yeah.
I'm a closet Knicks fan now, so what do I know?
Yeah. I'm just saying, if LeBron leaves the Cavs to go to a better situation, he's got to get some of this vitriol thrown at him also.
Oh, yeah, he will, but I don't think LeBron's
going to. He already had the vitriol thrown at him.
He's got to get more of it thrown at him.
People are going to find every little excuse they can since his decision. People are going to find every excuse they can to constantly compare him to Michael Jordan 6, to constantly compare him to Kobe Bryant 5, to constantly find different ways to undergird
Michael,
the fact that he is
fault.
One of the best players in the NBA.
But I'm saying all this is his fault because he did what he did to Miami. Now it's become the cool thing to do.
It's a trickle down effect.
He did what he did with Miami, but that was a collaboration. It wasn't like that was like the first time we ever seen.
But
it.
That,
like,
I mean, you're,
like,
I mean, you're still rational.
Super teams have been
saying,
done before. Super teams have been
done
before.
Though, you know?
Not to the same level of success. Because we know what the super team, the Houston Rockets super team that didn't work out, the Lakers super team that didn't work out, the most recent one that actually did work out that was kind of a super team was Danny Ainge's combination of Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce by bringing in Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett. That was like before people started really seriously collaborating with each other, like that was the only one that was successful. And now with actual collaboration with guys that you actually like and actually want to hang around, now since Miami has been done that project, now it's an issue to do. But that's an issue to do by communicating with other players. But it's already been done. The super team format has already been done. I'm going to bring in a bunch of guys and see if it works. And it hasn't worked until Miami did it.
Well, Houston didn't work when they got Barkley, but they got Drexler, and that was a super team, and that worked. I mean, it's worked. It hasn't worked. It can go one way or the other. This Warriors thing, I can't see how this doesn't work, but we'll see. You know,
the only way it doesn't work is
347-637-3859 is the number to call if you want to go ahead and give us a talk. Make sure you press the number one button. Really quick, Stephen A. Smith said, don't give a damn what anyone says. Weak move by Kevin Durant. You go to Golden State, the team will beat you when you're already a title contender. Please, talk on it.
Oh, Mike's gone already.
I think he's gone.
No, Mike's here. Mike's still here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, your godfather. Your godfather.
We just have to process it.
Or Micah. It's up to you, man. You're
No, but he's right. Stephen A. Smith, you know, sometimes when Stephen A. Smith starts to talk, sometimes he pontificates in ways that I don't understand. He uses words that I don't think that educated black people need to use to break down simple things. Otherwise than that, my horrible Stephen A. Smith impression, I think he's totally right. I mean, and once again, here's one of the major differences that people don't understand. They want to compare this to LeBron leaving Cleveland. It's not the same. We actually acknowledge, for those of us who actually follow basketball and care about logic and not just pure hate, you know, we actually see that LeBron left a situation that he was not really going to be flourishing in. He didn't have a lot of help. He had help enough when he was in conference, but he really didn't have the level of help that he had.
I'm going to defend Durant by saying this. The Oklahoma City Thunder were never going to win the championship either.
They were never winning it.
I have like 12 seasons of him being there to back me up. What do you have?
I have what they did this season. We're not going
there.
Yeah.
What they did this season was exactly. If you guys had listened to me, I said they were going to lose even after being down 3-1. The Oklahoma City Thunder are underachievers. They always were a team with a ceiling. They were never going to beat the Warriors this year. And I know everybody was – people love to be prisoners of the moment and say, oh, they're up 3-1. You can't do that with the Thunder because they're bottom feeders. As far as elite teams are concerned, they're superstars as far as the NBA talent pool is concerned.
I got to disagree, Tammy. You had a 3-1 lead. You had a 3-1 lead. You had a 3-1 lead.
They're the Thunder.
I get the mecca of what you're referring to, right?
Exactly.
And how when they went back to Golden State, we kind of said, oh, they're going to lose that game. But when they had that game at home in game 6, and they were winning by 13 points with, 4 minutes in the fourth quarter, and they gave that lead up, that's when you blame them at. In game 7, when they were, again, winning the game in the fourth quarter and couldn't close, that's where they get the criticism at. That's why I said, you know, people say, oh, you're going to let Russell Westbrook off the hook. No, I'm not letting Russell Westbrook off the hook either. But he was never considered the top-tier guy.
There you go.
He's the top guy. Russell Westbrook's the number 2 guy who's becoming a number 1 guy, who now definitely, again, he won't be in OKC next year. I will bet a night out with my wife that he will not be in OKC the entire year next year.
There you go.
Okay. So that's not going to happen because you're not going to date my wife. That's how sure I am. Okay. And it's just
that's funny right there.
The league is trash. The NBA is trash. The league is trash. David Stern should come back out of retirement because Adam Silver is destroying the NBA worse than he did. I was wrong with this show and tweet the stuff I'm saying today on this show because I don't care. I told my wife, I said, man, you know what? I'm tired of being reformed, you know what I mean, on Twitter and social media. She said, well, go back to who you are. And a good friend of mine who's in the NBA, who's a coach now, who's a very good coach to this program, said, Mike, why don't you go back to your real name? What was wrong with Mike Knox? Mike Knox is back, y'all. Michael Pierman, that's who I am. That's who father is.
Yeah,
that's
who pays the bills in your household.
Who pays the bills?
Mike, Chris Broussard, really quick, Chris Broussard just said pretty much what you said that, you know, a couple minutes ago, that Dwayne Wade, if he really wants to make Golden State pay, Dwayne Wade could sign with the Cleveland Cavaliers. It could happen. If
exactly.
he wants to take less money, it could happen.
Yeah.
Miami offered him peanuts. When he's worth more than peanuts they offered him.
Yes, he is. He's definitely a franchise name. But I got to go back to what KMV said. Now, I got to defend my point. You got your side of your argument, logic, and stuff like that. Here's mine.
Did you say your side?
No, his side.
What? I'm listening. I'm all ears.
If we talk, you said they're underachievers, right? And they should have lost that series against. They should have lost the series handily against Golden State. Because for us to say that they shouldn't have won and they wasn't going to win the finals. For us, that's the same logic today. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers shouldn't have won the finals either. But everybody on the Solo Sports crew picked the Cavs in six. They eventually got it in seven.
Because we're smart.
Obviously, yeah, exactly. Because obviously we saw something in them, the way they were playing, the way they were trending at the time. Just like, it's just like with anything. In sports, you have your history, but also you have what you're doing right now. And the Oklahoma City Thunder were trending in the direction of a team that you can't out-rebound. You can't do anything to these guys. That's what they were doing. That's what's better than anything that already happened. Those indicators, and if they had won that Western Conference Finals and won the championship, then you'd be looking with eggs on your face right now. Now, those things did not happen. Those things did not happen, but you can't just automatically dismiss it because it already happened.
I can dismiss the Thunder. And I'll tell you why. Because the thing about it is the Cavs get the benefit of the doubt because they have LeBron. And LeBron's already won it before. That's why I even made a video saying going into the next season, I'm not going to be talking crap about the Cavs the way I'm talking about the Warriors or the Thunder, because the Warriors and the Thunder and the Cavs are different because the Cavs have a proven winner. There's no proven winner on the Thunder. There's not. They're guys. Then you got bridesmaids on the Thunder. You got guys that have been close enough but just can't get it.
It's a team of bridesmaids. He called them females.
It's a team of Halle Berry's friends. That's what it is. Everybody wants Halle Berry.
They dated Erykah Badu too? That's what they did. They dated Erykah Badu and Halle Berry. They got all messed up.
I guess so, man. All I'm saying is it was a team of co-stars. Even Durant, and Durant is actually doing what he should have did years ago, because now he's going to be a co-star, because that's where he's best suited,
and that's where he's more comfortable. That you know what, KME, and God, it feels good to kind of have the half the crew back. You know what I mean, KME? When you called me, I knew exactly what you wanted.
hey, you know what? Really quick, shout out to KME because he's the one that Hugo. You need to host another Hour of Power, even if it's a special. And Mike, you were cool with it. So you know what? Give all the credit to KME.
This is our
Do
content.
It.
I may be the face that runs the place, but you guys keep the place lit. Okay.
Which,
by the way, Mike, I appreciate you, by the way, because now it's my show. I took it away from you, by the way.
It's cool. You good with that. I love you. You know what I mean? But listen, man, I can't. If I had hair, like, because KD don't really have hair. I think it's time for people to rip KD a new one all over the place. His hair, how his hair don't grow, how it's peasy, all that stuff. Kevin Durant deserves it, okay? I'm sorry. You cannot explain to me. And I get it, KME. That's why I was going with it earlier. I get everything you're saying, and because you're always, you know, that's just the role you play, the intelligent one, right? Even though this is a show for the intelligent sports fan. Right, but you look at things a little differently. Like, okay, hey, he made a good decision because how he is. You're right, he did. Basketball wise, he made a great decision. Let's be real, he really, really did. He really, like LeBron going to Miami, it was a better business decision. It really was. But we're men. We're manly men. Remember the line from Ari from Entourage when Vince was dating a vegetarian? He said, I want some real food, you know, some man food, some flesh slaughtered by, you know, some animal slaughtered by somebody with blood hanging out.
Right.
We're men, okay? That's not a manly move.
And I'll never defend him as a manly move because it wasn't one.
It was. I wish I had my baloney soundbite right now because it's baloney, okay? It's what it is. Straight up baloney. Thanks to the laugh track, whoever did that.
What was that soundbite again, Mike?
Oh, I know. I just seen something from our Fox Sports Twitter feed where my Dwayne Wade said relationships are important to people.
He said relationships are important to people, and I guess
KD and Curry, there was some kind of relationship that they were that people were hitting at, that that KD enjoys hanging out with Steph Curry and Draymond or something like that. I don't know. It was some relationship.
Yeah.
I'm a Lakers fan. Let me tell you guys something. I'm a Lakers fan. That is who I root for. I am hurting right now. I'm in pain. I try to grasp on other teams. I can't do it. I'm a Lakers fucking fan.
You're a real fan.
Yeah, really quick, guys. Thunder GM Sam Presti came out and said Kevin made an inedible mark on the Thunder organization and the state of Oklahoma as a founding father of this franchise. We can't adequately articulate what he meant to the foundation of this franchise and our success. While clearly disappointed he has chosen to move on, the core values that he helped establish only lead us to thanking him for the many tangible and intangible ways that he helped our program. He just took a dig on Kevin Durant on that.
Hey, Hugo, this is what that means to us.
Not gonna stand here and listen to this baloney.
He doesn't stand for baloney.
You're locked on. Mike is locked on to the switchboard. He took over me. By the way, guys, we have about 9 minutes because me and Mike gotta go to work. So anyway, if you guys want to wrap it up, go.
Hey, I say this much, guys. I will be home if you guys Raw's good and y'all want to have a post show. Listen. Anytime you want to do a post show and bring Perfect Plex back at night, you have my full autonomy. You don't have to ask me. Just run the show.
I need to ask you because you're the CEO. Come on, Mike. Come on, dude.
Did I just get permission to go do it?
You did it on air. I appreciate it. So that means I could go at fucking 4 a.m. and fucking do a show about fucking soccer that you hate, right? That means I can do that?
Yeah, well, it's your show. I mean, who's going to listen to it at 4 o'clock in the morning? How was that me? How was that, like, my fault?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you and I got to talk about this Iceland thing that Mike says that he lived in Iceland for, like, 8 years or something like that.
Hold on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I said my father was in the Air Force. I lived in Oklahoma City as a kid. And I lived in Iceland for about a year and a half because my father was in the Air Force. So when y'all start talking about soccer, I just thought I would throw that out there that, hey, I was going
to
Iceland because
I
lived there.
You loved the Cinderella story, didn't you?
Oh,
and I know you were following Iceland. I know you were following Iceland. And you know what sucks about this Kevin Durant shit? It's the fact that Iceland now gets put on the back burner. But it's okay, Mike. We go on because you know what? At the end of the day, we are in America. Soccer doesn't matter because Mike Knox says. That's fine.
You know what's weird? You know what's funny? My trip to Jersey this past week, I brought back a group of kids and their parents. Ready for this? They went to Portugal just to get in a soccer camp in Portugal. I brought them
back. Stop talking about soccer. That's Sunday night, damn it. Can we talk about Kevin Durant? I gotta get ready for work, and you gotta get ready for work.
I have nothing else to say about Kevin Durant except for you right there. Yeah, you right there with the hairline that don't really grow in right. I'm not sure if they naps or not combed or peasy hair or what it is. Maybe you got one. But he got one of them scalps that have like all the bumps on it, so his hair don't grow. Yeah, you, Kevin Durant. That's what I gotta say.
Knock, Micah, KME, really quick. And you know what? We're talking about Kevin Durant because obviously that's a big news. So I got to ask you guys this question. His partner in crime, who's Batman and who's Robin, by the way, KME? Who's Batman and who's Robin?
Durant, I don't completely disrespect Kevin Durant. He's Nightwing. He's not Superman.
I'm asking you a question. Who is Batman and who is Robin?
Oh no, I'm not gonna call Durant Robin. That's just disrespectful. He's Nightwing.
Okay.
And then
so he's Batman. All right.
Steph Curry
so
is Batman.
So Robin.
He's not.
Listen, guys, really quick. Here's my question, and then you could debate for it until the next 5 minutes, because I am the host, by the way. All right, Mike Knox, you've been pushed aside. You give me my show. This is my show, so I'm taking over it. This is my show.
I'm not going to stand here and listen to this baloney.
He won't. He doesn't stand.
Right across, dude. You just
anyway,
did that whole soliloquy.
This is my question. What now becomes of Russell Westbrook? Like, we know he's hitting free agency next season, right?
He gets traded.
You're saying this season, Mike? Are you serious?
I'm saying he gets traded this – listen, the way that owner works, you saw how fast he got rid of James Harden, okay? He has no choice. He cannot afford to lose two of the top six players in the NBA in back-to-back years and get nothing for it. If I'm him, if I'm Danny Ainge, if I'm any other team that's a contender, right, if I'm the Knicks, even though they got Derrick Rose, it doesn't matter. I'm trading somebody to get – Russell Westbrook and get something back for that
You're
team.
So
the Celtics,
by the way.
The Celtics
You're so
are
with the Derrick Rose shit.
No, I'm not. I mean, like you
yes,
said.
You are.
Thank you.
You're out.
No, I was hurt. I was hurt in the beginning. Absolutely. I'm a diehard Chicago fan. I think you don't get rid of anybody from your hometown. You don't trade them. Lefty walks, he walks. You don't get rid of them. So yeah, I was hurt, but at the same time, and it hurts even more because I got to cheer for the Knicks. Okay, which cheering for a New York team, I might as well just.
Cheer for New York. But you love New York.
What to do? I do. I love the people of New York. I hate the way the media loves New York. How about that? But
yeah.
Overall, Westbrook is going to be gone, and the NBA is trash. That's all I got to say about that.
Mike,
those are my final words. Go ahead,
Mike. You hate. Mike, real quick, you hate the fact that I have a 212 number, doesn't you? You hate it, dude. You hate it.
No, I don't.
He's from Miami, but he
reps
New York. But you hate the fact that I have a 212
number. I do not hate New York City. I hate the media impressions of New York City.
You hate the fact that one of your prime hosts on the BDSR networks has a 212 error code. Go ahead, Micah. Go ahead, brother. You got 3 minutes.
Well, look, all I can say is this. Now, we all in agreement that while we don't appreciate the move for what it's going to do to the competition in the NBA, we still understand why Kevin Durant did it. He obviously did it because he wants a chance to get out of the ring. And in this day's NBA, that's just the basic logic. And there's a lot of people that's on Facebook, on social media, that's criticizing Kevin Durant, the person, thinking that he's a coward and things like that. And, you know, that may be true. At the same time, though, we're not in the same situation that he's in. We don't know what's going on in his mind.
Yeah.
Fishing for himself. Now, I ain't going to lie. Just like Mike Knox and I talk about junkie wrestling fans and how sometimes you want that junkie fix. NBA fans have their junkies too. Candy is obviously one of them. And, you know, and you want to scratch.
That's wrong, man.
No. You know, you express yourself as a junkie fan. I can tell. I can hear it in your voice. Because there's something that you're going to miss this year, and that's going to be actual competition in the Western Conference. And some nut bar on Facebook, and I'm on the part of a sports group, said, well, there's 30 teams in the NBA. There's plenty of competition. I wanted to come through that computer and slap them so hard because – let's look at it for what it is. There is not a lot of parity in the NBA in comparison to baseball and in comparison to football. You know, the teams that are at the top of the NBA are going to stay at the top for a while, depending on what superstar they get. And versus NFL, where you can have a team be the sixth seed in a playoff situation and still win your Super Bowl. You can have a team go from worst to first and only transform themselves in a year. That doesn't happen often in the NBA, unless you're going to get LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and like, Chris Paul, that you and your team at the same time. It's not going to happen. So my thoughts are just simply this. Congratulations to you, sir. If you do win the championship, congratulations. You made the right choice. If you don't win a championship, people are going to ride your last tweet about having real competition in the NBA until your career is over and probably until after your career, similar to how all our guys' careers have been defined by just one moment in their time. So, you know, congratulations.
Guys, really quick. We got 90 seconds. Micah, are you on the – are we having Stolen Sports tonight or no? Do you know? Do we have Stolen Sports? Okay, let me ask you. Are you doing anything with your family tonight or no?
Anything? Yeah, I am. Fireworks with wifey.
You are?
Yep.
All right. Now, I was going to say, if you want to have a show, like, later on or whatever, like around 9 p.m., 10 p.m., if you're down. If not, it's cool. I'll do it with KME because you know what? We have a lot to talk about. Obviously, you have a lot to talk about tonight, man. And we could talk Monday Night Raw.
Hey, if you guys could break me away from my barbecue that I'm at, then I'm down. I'm going to be eating and drinking tonight.
Micah,
today, so most of the day.
Micah, what time do you normally go to bed, dude? What time do you normally go to bed?
You ask me what time I normally go to bed.
I'm a
teacher, man. I got the summer off.
Yeah, but you're in summer vacation, Micah.
Yeah, bedtime doesn't happen for me, brother. Well, I go to bed around 1 o'clock usually.
All right, so you know what? If Micah's down, we're going to have a post show for Raw, because I know Micah wants to talk about Raw. We have to talk about wrestling, right? Then we could leave it off. We'll do Soul and Sports tonight, late night, if KME is down, by the way. KME, you down?
Yeah, holler at me.
All right. Anyway, please. We got 7 seconds. Thank you all. I appreciate you, Micah. By the way, Soul and Sports, your voice is absolutely amazing. Yo, you're amazing. And you know what? We'll be on tonight. I'm going to call KME up. Anyway, y'all have a fun night. I'm going to work. KME, you got to work? No? No?
No, I'm eating today. Eating and drinking.
All right, y'all. We'll be out. We'll be out later. Y'all be safe. Have a fucking 4th of July. Peace.